Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop. It's 2017. Let's start this thing all over again. Forget about everything that happened in 2016. We're going to start it fresh. Not everything. Bobby, I'm going to forget about everything. And he's like, why are you yelling? I don't know why I'm yelling. It's Monday. No, nobody's even back to work yet. Joining me as usual was for the last 6 years, my sidekick, my kick on the side, Jeffrey with a G.
Johnny. Great to be here. Happy New Year.
G Money Vegas.
Did you ever think you'd make it to 2017?
Yes. I had every hope and dream that I was going to make it to 2017.
A quick reminder, you still owe Bobby a stripper.
Bobby didn't spend. Does she have to have teeth?
I think that's negotiable.
There's some 70-year-old strippers. Because joining me to my immediate right, your immediate left, a good friend and a hero of mine.
Yes.
Truly a hero of mine, Mr. John Arnos. John, thank you so much for being here. I know you're so busy celebrating the 20th year working with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. This man is a hero. This man does I want to say the Lord's work, because this man is really a true hero. He's helped so many families. So we're going to get to a little bit about the event that's coming up this Friday that I've been lucky enough to go to for the last 10 years. And I hope if there's tickets available, the people could still make a donation, attend, and it's going to be at the Bellagio on this Friday night. But we'll talk about that in a minute. To Jeffrey's immediate right and your far left, Marcus, I don't even know how to say your last name.
Pfaff.
P-F-A-F-F.
Yes, first F silent.
Huh. I don't know why.
A local cheesehead.
Ask the Germans. Yeah, the two Bostonians, two Chicagoans let me in. I appreciate that.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you being here. We're going to get to your story a little bit. I met Marcus on Friday, on New Year's Eve. Whatever night that was. It was Saturday night. It's a crazy story. We're going to get to it in a minute. But we've got to take our first call because he's been on hold for a couple of minutes already. From the 1985 Super Bowl, Chicago Bears, Mr. Willie Gault.
Willie, are you with
us,
man?
Hey, Willie, can you hear us okay?
I can hear you fine. How are you guys doing? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you,
Willie. Too, Willie.
Happy New Year, John. I can't wait to see you this weekend, John. I love that guy, John. I love him.
I am so happy that you're coming. It's going to be great.
Well, Willie, we appreciate it. We've been going to John's event for year after year after year, and I have to ask you what it means to you personally.
Well, it means a lot to me because, look, we either were children at one point in our life. We all were. We grow up. We all have a passion for kids. I have kids. John have kids. I'm sure you do. And they're the most vulnerable people in our society, basically, I mean, because they can't fend for themselves sometimes. So an organization like this and what Canon has done with the photos to be able to help find kids. And over the last couple of years, we found 211,000 kids, which is amazing. But, you know, it means a lot to me to be able to use my celebrity, whatever that is, to help raise money for such a great cause. And, you know, we get bombarded with causes and things that we want to do in charity-wise, but to be able to pick an organization like this, to be able to loan my name and my time and my resources is great for me because I love kids. I adore them, and I want to do everything I can to help make them their life happy as mine has been.
Willie James Gault, born September 5th, 1960, former American football wide receiver, Olympic athlete, played in the National Football League for 11 seasons for our Chicago Bears and soon to be the Las Vegas Raiders, considered one of the fastest NFL players of all time. Willie Gault was a member of the Bears that won the Super Bowl 20, was also a member of the U.S. Olympic team, played college football at University of Tennessee from 79 to 82, led the Vols in all-purpose yardage, sophomore, junior, and senior, named to the All-American team in 82, still holds the numerous school kickoff return records, pursuing a career in acting. You've done it. You've been in sports. You've been in acting. You set a record in the 110-meter high hurdles in the track and field championships in 81. Bring us up to speed. What do you do now besides play golf?
Well, I love playing golf, of course, but I do basically mergers and acquisition. I look for deals, and so I do financial planning for corporation individuals through life insurance and annuities. And I'm looking to do something with the National Football League and players because I'm concerned about players who go out and they make a lot of money and then at the end of the day they go file for bankruptcy or they broke. So we're doing stuff through insurance and annuities to be able to help them. And also actors and celebrities also. And regular people, of course. But I just have fun. I like to have fun. I enjoy people like John and events I go to help raise money for charities around the country. But there's none better than this one. And it's a great place in Vegas at the Bellagio. You know, with Canon and all the people go, and they auctions, it's really a great time. Great with the CES show is there. So all the electronic people are there, and it's just such a great time.
If we could just give us a few memories from those 85 Bears, what a team you were on. I can't imagine a team being any better than 85 Bears. I was fortunate enough to be very close with Double D. Dave Duerson and I were very close. Just some memories. You know, I worked with Coach Ditka for a little bit. But what stands out in your mind from that fantastic team? We're looking at highlights right now on the monitor.
Oh, yeah. Well, it had to be from the Super Bowl. I mean, Super Bowl was a culmination of all the years of hard work and dedication that the players put into and the coaches. And Walter Payton was there for, you know, almost 10 years before he got an opportunity to go. And to be able to have so much fun and to create the Super Bowl shuffle and to win the Super Bowl and come back and give Chicago, who hadn't won it in 60 years, a championship was just really special. And all the people that the lives that we touched, we actually gave food away to needy people. We raised almost $250,000 that went to the neediest families in Chicago through the Super Bowl shuffle. It was just a magical year. And in my entire 5 years there was nothing but fond memories. And to be able to play with guys like Walter Payton and Mike Singletary, Jim McMahon, and, you know, just to name a few, it was quite a thrill for me.
Hey, Willie, it's Jeffrey with a G. Thanks for joining us today. As a Patriots fan, I remember that game very well. It was a little hurtful, but we've since redeemed ourselves with 4 rings and titles. What was it like playing in Oakland, and how do you feel, or what are your thoughts about Oakland possibly coming to Las Vegas?
Well, actually, you can actually thank us for the New England being so successful. We started you guys to be successful from beating you in the Super Bowl. So,
I don't know if Grogan and Neeson would agree.
Exactly. But the Raiders were – I really enjoyed the Raiders. Being able to play with people like, you know, Tim Brown and Marcus Allen and Howie Long, and it was just a really great thing. And, I mean, them going to Vegas, that's a possibility. The jury's not out yet. The league has to vote on it this February. But if it does, I'm sure it'll be successful, and they'll do great. But I'm glad to see they're back. They're good for the league. When the Raiders win, I think it's good for the league because they're one of those teams that everyone sort of like or hate them. But they're really good for the league. I'm glad to see them back.
I agree with you. Football is good when the silver and black are doing well. Having said that, given their injuries lately with Carr and yesterday with McGloin, how do you feel about them traveling to Houston this weekend?
Well, I think it's going to be tough for them because they're playing away. And with the quarterback being hurt, of course, it's going to be a little bit difficult. But I think with the defense could be good enough and the running game could be good enough. Hopefully they'll be able to pull it out, and then they'll have to go to New England possibly or Kansas City again, which is going to get tougher. But hopefully they'll be able to pull it out this week, but I'm not real sure it's going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be a pretty close game.
Are there any other teams that you see out there right now that you really like that you think are going to go all the way?
Well, I think it's going to be probably, if it's not the Raiders, it's going to be New England and Dallas, and Houston. I just can't go against New England. New England just looks too powerful. Brady is the big common denominator that actually is there. He takes control, and he's just so smart. He's a great player, and he's just really a great athlete.
I agree with you because I love watching my team. I'm a little concerned. I'm a little concerned about the defense, to be honest with you, but I love some of the acquisitions they've made during the year, especially the most recent one, picking up Michael Floyd. He played a great game yesterday, both blocking and receiving. I believe he scored his first touchdown for New England, but I am worried about the defense.
Well, you know, the good thing about it is this. When big games come up, people rise to the occasion. Everyone has to go through New England, and that's going to be the difficult part. They're going to play at home all the games. If they win, they play at home, and then, you know, it's going to be tough to beat them in New England. If they're away, it may be a little bit more difficult. But I think being in New England, having an advantage, I think it's really going to be tough for anyone to go in and knock New England off.
And what are we going to do? How are we going to fix the Chicago Bears?
Oh, my gosh. we don't have much time. We don't have enough time on this radio to talk about that. No, you know what? Football is like that. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, on any given Sunday you hear that. Not so much the case, but I think they have pieces of the puzzle that needs to be taken care of. Offensive line, of course, and a better quarterback play, of course, always. And the defense has to build it back up. But they're in total rebuilding. And, you know, I'm, of course, wishing them success because I like the Bears from Chicago. Chicago's such a great city. It needs a great team. But, you know, it's a rebuilding situation. It's a work in progress.
You know, Willie, John Arnos and I were talking earlier on the phone, and we're gonna jump off and change subjects just a little bit here to talk about our city of Chicago. Did you grow up in Chicago?
I grew up in Georgia, but then I was drafted by the Bears, number one in 83, so I lived there for 5 years. Love the city. It's probably the best city in America. It just gets too cold. But it's a real city. Got real people, a real downtown. It's just an amazing city. I love it. I was just back there a couple months ago, and I just loved it.
Well, yeah, we hung out, and we had a great time. But John and I were talking earlier this morning about the serious problems that are going on in Chicago, and it's beyond reproach. I mean, over 730 homicides, 30 since New Year's Eve. And John and I were talking from the perspective of the children, and we talk about what he does with the foundation. These kids are being exploited, and there's no quick fix down there, but something's got to be done.
Something has to be done. When people are hopeless, they have no hope, then they tend to do things that are not the norm. And I think in our society, sometimes people give up hope because they see things that they can't have and they want things, they want to try to live. And it's just a difficult time, and we have to teach people that they can't go that direction. They have to go the other direction. They have to work harder and try harder and then figure it out. But it is a difficult situation, and you know, hopefully it'll resolve itself, but it's not going to resolve itself by itself. We have to do something. We have to create jobs. We have to make sure that people have hope, people have goals, and be able to know that they can achieve things. And that's what, you know, life is all about. It's not what you have, it's what you can get and what you can give to people. And I think people have to realize that.
John and I were talking about it really comes down to education. So, you know, we're going to put a little task force of our own together and try and make some change in Chicago because nobody seems to be. I watched 60 Minutes last night, and the story was all about Chicago, and the captain of the Chicago Police Department kind of threw his hands up in the air saying, well, we don't know what to do. You know, if it's a 911 call, we'll answer the 911 call, but we're not going in there. So, I mean, John and I agree that it has to come down to education. At the end of the day, people need to be educated. Something has to, whether the National Guard or something has to happen to make this problem go away. Because if we think that we can fix the problems in Afghanistan and in Iraq when we can't fix the problems in Chicago, there's a problem.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I agree 100%.
Well, we did jump off a little bit from our usual fun and frolic in football. Yeah. But John, anything you want to add to Willie? We appreciate your calling so much.
Well, and you know, getting this guy, Willie, to come to our event was just fantastic. And I've said it before, this guy comes and he just does it all. Hey, buddy, I love you. That's all I can say.
I love you too, John. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. I can't wait to see you in Chicago, okay?
The same thing, my friend. Absolutely.
I appreciate you so much, and I appreciate what you do for our kids. I appreciate what you do for our community. And, you know, count me in. If you need me in Chicago, I'm there for you, buddy. You know that. Anytime you need me, you have my number. You have my private number, like the bat line. You have that.
You know, it's funny. You started with us from day one. I think we're celebrating 20 years, and I think you were one of the first to come aboard and come to Las Vegas during Comdex, spent some time with a lot of our people, and you talked to them, and you sat with them, and you talked about sports, and you did all the things, and you were there for the kids. And you know what? I've said time and time again that a couple of things in my life, I've been a very lucky guy. And when I talk about having a great wife and great kids, the one thing that I am so happy is when I started with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And it was funny. Somebody threw a milk carton on my desk. I read the doggone thing after about a month and a half. And I talked to my boss, and I said, we got to do something because Canon is a great technology company. And, you know, when they have all the technology to do all the things that we need to do to save children, that's who you want to work with. And I went ahead and flew to Washington. And luckily, I met John Walsh, and when you meet John, he starts talking, you start buying right away. I mean, I said, okay, let us do this. Let us start. Let's start with a charity. Let's start with a little party. Let's start with a golf tournament. And you know that it's been 20 years, and 20 years, and I can't even figure out how the hell we got to 20 years, but we did. And somebody said to me, how did you do it? And I said, hey, I can't tell you how I did it, but we raised, and with the help of people, didn't do it myself, over $8 million, and 100% of that money went to the kids.
That's great. That's awesome.
You know, and we're gonna continue. We're going to do the best we possibly can, and thank God for Canon because they're one of the biggest supporters we have, and they do just a great, great job helping us out.
Absolutely.
And making us work. Yep. I can't say anything else except that we're gonna save more children in 2017 and on. Believe it. We are.
Absolutely. I believe it. And count me in, John. You know that for sure.
Oh, no. Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know. I don't know what else I can say except that thank you.
I know what I can say.
Thank you.
I can say thank you to the great Willie Gulp for joining us on the phone.
Right.
We're going to see you on Friday.
Thanks,
we're
Willie.
Going to take our first commercial break.
My pleasure. I'll see you on Friday.
Willie.
I look forward to it. Hit them long and straight.
Willie, thank you. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate your time out of your day.
You're welcome.
That was the great Willie Gulp. We're going to take our first commercial message. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAD 920 AM. Stay right where you is.
Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Moe Mance. We had the goals since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. I'm the Punky QB on
Jonathan Scott back with Vegas Nonstop. That's a little bit about the 1985. God, it's hard to believe it was 1985. 1986, Chicago Bears.
I was there in 1985.
You were still living in Chicago, John?
I was still living in Chicago, and I was in New Orleans. Watching the Bears win.
Me too.
Ooh.
Yeah. I was there too, and I was a stringer for a radio station out of New England with my friend Ken Heineman, and I'd been to New Orleans before with a man named Jan Gabriel, who was a great, great radio announcer. I don't know if you knew Jan, if we've talked about Jan. Jan was famous for two words in broadcasting, and those two words were Sunday, Sunday! Danny Don Garlitz and the Midget Racers! Shirley Muldowney and her feminine fury! Where? US 30 drag strip! When? Sunday! Bring your cameras! So I was down in New Orleans with Kenny Heineman, and there was a sports guy in Chicago named Tim Weigel. Remember
oh,
Tim
yeah,
Weigel?
Sure.
Weigel's Wieners.
Yeah, that's right.
He would do all
really?
The bloopers.
Really?
He was on ABC TV, Weigel's Wieners, and Tim Weigel. It was about 2 in the morning.
I'm
we've
guessing
been drinking.
Those weren't Viennas.
No. Well, have you been to New Orleans or the French Quarter?
I have not.
They've got these long football hot dog trucks where they sell the hot dogs right out of a giant hot dog.
Sure, makes sense.
Well, some drunken idiot knocked the hot dog truck over, and there was hot dogs all over the ground. And I've got a microphone in my hand. It's 2 in the morning. We've been drinking all day. I go, and Tim Weigel's there. And Tim Weigel, Weigel's Wieners. What do you think's going to happen here? And Tim Weigel looks at me without missing a beat. He says, this guy's so effed up, he can't even get his wiener out of his pants. Then the cops were handcuffing the guy for knocking the hot dogs all over the street. But it was a great time in New Orleans, and those 85 Bears were just
absolutely
amazing.
Well, what about the Cubs, baby?
It was an unbelievable year for them.
Was that the best game? One of the best games you've ever seen
in your
82 years?
Yeah, I was ready to kill the coach. When he took that guy out, and then he took the other guy in, and then he took him out.
Took Chapman
and he brought
out.
The other guy in and took him out. And I'm sitting there, and I'm saying, don't do this. They win by one run. Wowee, man.
Shout out to our buddy Mike Bryant, Chris's dad. He's on with us all the time. We've got to get Chris on the radio with us. But the look on Chris Bryant's face on that last out was just, that was talking about priceless. That was amazing. All right, pay a little bills here. New advertiser, Simple ESG. If you're tired of being the trash police and you need to lower your waste removal expenses and you're trying to get the recycling program off the ground, you just don't have the time, Simple Environmental Service Group has your back. Simple ESG will audit your service and custom design your new recycling and waste program based on your actual needs. Simple ESG helps with outside dumping, that messy graffiti that kids put on the wall, and a whole mess of other pesky issues. Simple Environmental Service Services Group handles all of your recycling and waste program management. Simple Environmental Services Group, it's a family-owned and operated company serving our Las Vegas business community since 2008. See how Simple Environment Services can save your company time and money. It's really that simple. Visit their website at SimpleESG.com. Simple ESG, cleaning up Las Vegas streets one company at a time. Make it really simple. You can give them a call at 702-473-1497. That's 473-1497. Simple ESG. I want to tell a little story now about our New Year's Eve. So, there's so many choices here in Las Vegas of things to do. What do you do? Well, you know, there's 1,000 parties. I know I wanted to avoid the Strip. The Strip was just crazy. They closed it at 3 in the afternoon. So my friend Frankie Shinta came to a comedy show that we were promoting at Backstage Bar and Billiards. It's going to be once a month now, by the way. Listen for that. And so Frankie is going to be singing with his brother Joey at the piano over at Oscars at the Plaza. So I said, great. So we went for dinner. Stephanie and I went for dinner over at the Grotto at the Golden Nugget. And I had a fabulous dinner at the Grotto. And it was close enough distance to walk over to the Plaza. So we walk over to the Plaza after dinner, and we sit up at the bar and waiting for Frankie. And we knew that Mayor Carolyn Goodman and Oscar Goodman were going to be coming in. So, you know, what better to ring in the new year than be with the mayor of Las Vegas? And
I couldn't imagine Mr. and doing Mrs. it any other way.
Mr. and Mrs. Mayor. So I walk in, and Rocky, the bartender, sees me coming in, and he knows. We did radio there for, you know, 21. We did radio at the Plaza, and it's a great property.
We've done radio everywhere.
We've done radio everywhere. Now we're on Facebook Live, so we have fans in Italy. We really do. Yeah, so it's great. So I appreciate everybody that's tuning in on Facebook Live. So we're sitting at the bar and Rocky.
Or on the air.
And on the air. Yeah. And on the air.
Fans of K-Bad.
And K-Bad, 920. And this is NBC, and that's Facebook Live. So Rocky gets the Jack Daniels ready for me. He sees me walking through the door, and he's got a Jack on the rocks. As I'm walking in the door, Steph has a glass of wine. She looks over at this couple and says, hey, you two were just over at the Grotto having dinner, weren't you? And that's our friend Marcus, who's in the studio with us right now. So we start talking, and Marcus tells me that he's a sportscaster. And I said, oh, well, we're on NBC Sports Radio. And he said, yeah, what's going on? And Stephanie, being a girly girl, starts talking to Marcus's date. And one thing, Lisa, and she finds out that Marcus's girl is hoping that he's going to ask her to marry him that night at 12:01. So the mayors come in. We're taking our pictures. Frankie comes in. Joey Shinta comes in. We're telling jokes. We're drinking. We're having a great time. Stephanie says to me, can you find out if he's going to ask her to marry? Yeah, I'll find out. So the girls go to the bathroom. Like, Marcus, come here. Are you going to ask your girl to marry you tonight?
What if the answer had been no at that point? Where do we go from there?
I would have had another
drink. You were going home alone.
Yeah. Something. This was going to be a drastically different night than the way that it actually turned out.
I knew I wasn't getting married that night. I can tell you that. I've been down that road. I've been down that long, bumpy road. So Marcus says, yeah. Indeed. So Frankie's playing the piano. Joey's telling jokes. Joey's playing bass. We're taking pictures. We're with the mayor, Mrs. Mayor. 12:01. We go at the Plaza. At Oscars has the big dome,
glass dome.
The glass dome that was used in the James Bond movie Thunderdome. I think it was one of them, Thunderball. Sure. One of those. So we're watching the car. I said to Frankie, "Hey, this guy's going to ask this girl to marry him at 12:01." So we drag them over. Marcus gets down on his knee. Fireworks are going off. We ring in 2017. Frankie hands me the mic, and Marcus gets his girl. And that's how we met.
I'm assuming she said yes.
She did say yes. Unbelievable that I ran into this guy. Because, first of all, Frankie Shinta, she was enamored with him when we walked in the door. She's well aware of his history, all right? Very big in theater and all of that and music. So that part of it alone, I think, did it for her, the fact that he was involved. But obviously everything that came along with it, it being midnight and on New Year's Eve and the fireworks, and I think that was probably the first time that we sort of celebrate the de facto anniversary that way. So it falling the way that it
so
did.
So you won't ever forget it.
You know what? I'll never forget it, and I think that I can, not to sound crass here, but I can probably hold that over her head anytime I do something wrong, too. Hey, you remember back New Year's Eve 2016, how that worked out? Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. And thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And then, of course, you take us down the street, and we get to hang with Third Eye Blind for a while.
Yeah, we were hanging backstage.
I'm going, what else could we possibly be? This is why I love this city, first of all. And while I no longer live here, I make a point of coming back every 3 months because inevitably you have a story, a great story like this. So fantastic out here. But no, that's
congratulations.
Thank you very much. That was fantastic.
So yeah, we saw Zoe Bowie was playing at the Third Street stage.
What?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Third Street stage, and then my friend Frank Salerno was playing the piano at Don't Tell Mama, and then we rolled into Backstage Bar and Billiards, and then it was 2 a.m. and it was time to go home.
Yep.
So I invited Marcus to come in because he's a sportscaster. So let's talk
a little bit. Tell us what you do in Green Bay.
Yeah, so first of all, thanks for letting me in. I said that at the outset, but it's just like, this is a lot of Chicago sports. I love it. I love it. And a lot of
we didn't know what we were getting into, quite honestly.
Yeah, right. So you welcome this cheesehead in. Thank you very much. No, but I cover the Green Bay Packers with regularity, so looking forward to going up to Lambeau Field this weekend when they take on the Giants, obviously. But we cover Wisconsin sports in general at my station, so Brewers, Badgers, all that
fun
stuff.
You were happy to see Wisconsin win today?
I was thrilled to see them beat Western Michigan. That wasn't exactly the matchup that had people thrilled in the state.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Western Michigan should be very proud of the way they played today.
They played very good football.
They fell behind early, 14-0, and they hung right in there. They only lost 24-16.
Yeah, it was a tight game in the second half for a while. I thought it was going to look like the Big Ten championship game all over again.
Exactly.
Now, I have to tell you that we do have a Packer hangout here in Las Vegas. I don't know if you know it or
big
not.
Dog.
Oh, Big Dog's Draft House, no
big
doubt.
Big Dog's Draft House at Rancho and Craig. You could get as many cheese curds as you want. There's over 45 different kinds of craft beer.
How about the walleye?
Fresh walleye flown in every day from Wisconsin, where you can smell the fresh dairy air. We'll go there one day for lunch, John. I know we keep year after year. I can say we're going to go lunch, and then the years just keep going by.
Why don't you take the guy to lunch already?
Because he's so busy, I can't keep up with him.
Come on, take the guy to lunch.
I would love
to get him a cheese curd.
So yeah, so that they have Packer games over at Big Dogs.
Yeah, awesome
that's the Packer backer place to go. And
who do you cover the Packers for?
WSCO, the score, 95.3 the score out of Appleton, Green Bay.
So I'm curious your thoughts on this weekend's game.
Well, history's not on their side right now. 08 and 2010, the Giants came to Lambeau Field and won. Now, that first matchup was when Brett Favre was still the quarterback, and that's ultimately what led to the soap opera that was. And then, obviously, 2011, not so good either in beating them and preventing
not
them.
Not for me either.
Yeah, right, exactly. So
either year.
Yeah, the Giants got it done in so many ways. So this season, though, Eli Manning, he doesn't look like the same quarterback right now that we've seen in years past. I feel pretty good. I see the Packers.
Not happy at home.
Yeah.
You've been saying that all year.
Right. That could be it. So I think they go on and get it done. They're a dangerous team right now.
The Packers.
The Packers are a dangerous team.
What about offensively? Certainly, Aaron has been playing unbelievable as of late. Jordy Nelson looks amazing. Their tight end, Rodgers, looks great. What do you think about the defense, though? That's what concerns me.
That's clearly what could eventually be their downfall with the injuries that they've been battling through. Now, Clay Matthews has gotten healthier in recent weeks and made an impact on the game. For a while there, it was just sort of a placeholder. But I think they're improving and trending in the right direction right now.
We're going to take our next commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBAT 920 AM. More with John Arnos and the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Stay right where you are. We're not back. We're kind of back.
Monday
just stumbling around for
it was
a
all
now we can talk about it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop on KBAT 920 AM and on Facebook Live. Like us, share us, like us. Joining us in studio, my friend, my hero, John Arnos, who former president of Canon USA Business Equipment and puts together this amazing benefit for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children every year with John Walsh. I'm sure you've heard of John Walsh from America's Most Wanted. We had Willie Gault on the phone earlier, but in years past, I've met Rolly Fingers, Roger Clemens. I don't know if these guys are coming back this year, but
he's crossing off a lot of names.
Brian Cranston. Is going to be joining us this year.
That's sure awesome. Isn't that amazing? I had the same reaction.
Absolutely.
Everyone has the same reaction when you say Brian Cranston, like, wow.
That is awesome.
I get to meet Heisenberg.
Heisenberg. Yeah. So bring
your hat. Will you have the hat on?
I just watched the whole series of Breaking Bad.
How great is that?
I just finished it after 2 days of watching it.
It's called binge watching.
Every day. It was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was.
That kid that played Pink was, the whole cast was phenomenal. What a phenomenal show. Okay, what do you got? Who you got? Who's coming?
I don't know. He's crossing off a lot of names there.
I got Joe Rigabuto. I got Paul Tricky, Chris Rich.
Anyone we know? Adrian Zemed?
Yep.
I don't know if I reached out to AZ to see if he's back from Europe.
I think he's in Europe still.
Because he's in doing La Cage Vue.
Well, he might have come back for the holidays, though.
He might have. I don't know.
Who's coming?
Adrian, are you
Richard
back?
Richard Berge.
AZ, you out there?
Jose Canseco. Man, oh, I like that guy.
He's a cool dude.
I'm going to tell you, he's something else. He's just great.
Jose Canseco.
Only guy to hit a home run.
Now batting.
Off his head.
Raleigh Fingers.
Raleigh Fingers is with you every year.
Right. Willie Gault, of course, Robert Hayes.
Danny Masterson.
Shooter.
McDonald.
Chris McDonald, shooter.
Annette Moore, I hope.
Hold on. I see someone I like there. Miss Nevada.
Oh, yes.
Jennifer Lear, if you're watching, hi.
I'll tell you, here.
Jennifer Joseph Lear, she's wonderful. She's a Marilyn Monroe
person. She's a great golfer and a great gal.
Tricky?
Yeah.
Who? Is she tricky?
Yeah.
Who is it? Paula Tricky.
She's great.
She's a little tricky.
So here's what it looks like. Customer appreciation reception and NCMEC Celebrity Golf Tournament. And it's this Friday at the Bellagio Ballroom, which is always the furthest ballroom that you could possibly get to.
I was talking to John before we came on the air. He says he's going to get upwards of 800 people there.
Right.
Oh, yeah, every year.
Unbelievable.
Right. Every year.
Right.
Kudos.
Let's see who else. Jose Canseco. Raleigh Fingers is always great. Willie, we talked to Robert Hayes, who I think was in Airplane.
Yes.
Robert Hayes was in Airplane.
He was.
Right.
Jennifer Lear, Danny Masterson.
Picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
Chris McDonald played Shooter McGee.
McGavin.
Shooter McGavin? Yep. Was that his last name?
Yes.
With Adam Sandler.
Fantastic.
Chris is just such a great guy. He's just a great, great guy. Chris McDonald just did a movie with our friend Marklin Kennedy. I think he was in Texas Rising with Marklin. Eddie Payton, Walter's brother.
Yes.
Joe Rigabuto was in Murphy Brown. That's who Joe Rigabuto was. I don't know Chris Rich. Jonathan and Drew Scott, I get your email, by the way. I'm just saying, you got a lot of girls that really want to meet you. Not me. Texas Tenors. We got Vegas Tenors. But now we got the Texas Tenors. Paula Tricky, Tracy Whitaker. That's just a few. I mean, when you go and you see the stage is just filled with celebrities, and they're doing it partially because of this man and the great work that they do. How many lives have you saved? 230,000 kids?
Yes. Over 30,000 kids. Since John started this with Reve in 1984, that's what's been happening.
Is John going to be there as well that night?
John Walsh will be there. John has only missed, I think, two events because he was out of the country.
He's unbelievable. He does so many events a year for the kids. It's unreal.
Yeah, he just cares. And, you know, when you talk about Bryan Cranston, you know, I've had the opportunity of meeting a lot of celebrities and playing golf with a lot of these guys and everything. This guy's just not a celebrity. He is just one.
He's a regular guy.
Just a one hell of a guy. Honest to God. His wife is fantastic. He cares so much. I mean, you know, he's making a movie right now, and what he did was, you know, you just don't walk off a movie to come someplace else. You got to get permission, do all these kind of things. He did it all to show up to our event. And then he's heading back on Saturday morning. You know, he doesn't play golf. But every time he has come to our event, what he has done, he's gone out to the golf course. He's talked to everybody. He got in a golf cart, drove around the golf course, get out, you know, talk to everybody, come back in. What else can you ask for?
Now, you're still a Bears fan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Once a Bears fan, always a Bear, even though they stink, right? All right, so let's talk a little bit about the playoffs here, if we can.
Playoffs,
playoffs start on Saturday.
Playoffs.
NFL. Houston favored by 3.5 over and under 36.5 against the soon-to-be Las Vegas Raiders. Jeffrey with a G.
Well, we were talking to Willie about this game earlier. It's a tough game for Oakland to be traveling into Houston. Obviously, they're having a lot of problems at quarterback. They lost Derek Carr a couple weeks ago to a broken leg. Matt McGloin came in, and he went out this past weekend, I believe, with a concussion or a head injury.
McGroin. Let's add him to my list of names with Shady McCoy.
So Oakland had to bring in their rookie quarterback, Connor Cook, who is there from Michigan State. If he ends up starting this playoff game, he'll be the first quarterback in the
Super Bowl era to start his first game in the NFL in a playoff game, having never started another game.
Marcus, what do you think about this game?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what Jeffrey said there. God. It's going to be interesting to see how that quarterback thing plays out. What is it with Michigan State quarterbacks, man? They're like a quarterback factory now. Yeah. They're not all that good in college, but they get to the league and they seem to have a certain degree of success. So, but for Connor Cook to come in and make your first start there in the postseason,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Order.
Houston is a very, well, first of all, this is where the Super Bowl is going to be played.
Yeah.
Secondly, that defense, you know, I don't want to be seeing Jadeveon Clowney in my first start in the NFL.
Can you imagine if they had J.J. Watt healthy right
now? I know.
Unreal.
He's busy making commercials and TV.
Yeah. And they're having their own quarterback issues with Tom Savage.
Yep. So, and you don't know if Savage is going to be healthy or even good to go in that game. But their offense has been less than stellar,
mediocre,
shall we say.
Best,
yeah.
And yet they're still 9-7.
Yep.
Their defense keeps them in games. They find ways to win. Coming out of a very mediocre division with Tennessee and the Colts. I think it's a tall order for Oakland here. I really do.
John, I don't know. It's Houston or Oakland?
This has like 13-10 written all over it.
Johnny's exactly. Taking Oakland on it.
I'm taking Oakland.
All right.
Taking the points,
taking
Oakland.
The points.
Seattle moved from 7-8. I like that movement. 42.5 against Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit, I have no faith in this team right now ever since quarterback Stafford injured, dislocated his finger.
Right.
They come limping into the playoffs, having lost three in a row. They backdoored their way in, even though they lost to the Packers last night because had Washington.
Can we
won.
Talk about last night just for a minute?
No.
A minute, 37 seconds
you
left in the game.
For the gamblers out there.
for you that bet sports like we do.
Jonathan and I had the Packers and the under. The under was 50.5.
50.5 was the under. Minute, 37 seconds left in the game.
31-17 is the score, and all the Packers had to do was run the clock out. But no, they give the ball back to Detroit.
Right.
Stafford throws a meaningless touchdown with 19 seconds left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they win 31-24. The game goes over.
And kills
and
our bet.
I'm throwing things at my television.
I immediately get a call from Jeffrey with a G. And we can't even repeat what we were saying on that one.
SOB.
Why
this,
they took
S-O-B
the knee
that.
They didn't beat out the clock and just let the clock run out. We have no idea if anybody does.
On the game, I didn't know what the hell was going on. I see some get on the field. Everybody gets off the field. And as soon as they scored that touchdown, I said there's going to be a lot of unhappy people.
Oh, yeah. This is a tough game. Listen, this is an indoor team traveling to Seattle. Everyone knows about the 12th man there. Seattle is unbelievable at home this year. They're 7-1. They have some injury concerns of their own. They lost Earl Thomas a couple weeks ago with a broken leg. Their running back situation has been a carousel all year, although I think Rawls is now healthy. They have a really good receiving core with Jimmy Graham. And Dougie Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
And Russell just doesn't lose games at home. And I don't know about 8 points. It's a lot of points against a Detroit team that has a good defense. But I'll take Seattle here. I don't think Detroit's got anything to play for anymore.
If Matt Stafford was healthy, I think this would be a fantastic game to watch.
Agreed.
But the way that he's played the last 3 weeks, the ball's just not coming out of his hand clean, and you could see that.
Unless there's 19 seconds left in the game.
Of course. Yeah.
And you have the under.
then he's Joe Montana.
John Arnold, Seattle or Detroit?
Oh, Seattle.
Seattle. Even though it's -8. All right. Last commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on KBET 920 AM. Stay right where you are. We're going to finish this baby up.
Monday morning, you showed the fight. Friday, I got traveling on my mind. First, you love me, and then you fade away. I can't go on believing this way. I got nothing but love.
Back on the air. What do you say, guys? Jonathan Scott, Vegas, Nonstop, Monday, 2017. We've got playoffs ahead of us on the NFL. Just a reminder, we've got the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Are there tickets available, John? Can people still buy tickets?
No, we're sold.
Oh, they're sold out.
Sold out.
So you're just being here for me, and I appreciate it.
I'm being here to tell everybody that. You know, if you're gonna want to make a donation to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, call 1-800-THE-LOST.
Yeah, say that again. 1-800-THE-LOST.
The Lost.
The Lost. T H E L O S T.
Correct.
So even though you can't make the dinner, as it's already sold out, if you do want to make a donation, that's 1-800-THE-LOST.
Now, we haven't talked about our wine club at all, and we totally forgot about it on Friday.
Because you've been drinking too much wine.
You know, the new holiday, the holiday hours have to be over, or my liver's going to blow out.
I think you said to me at some point last week, I've been coming in at around 4 in the morning for the last 5 nights.
I've been going to sleep at 5 in the morning, every night last week at 5 in the morning. One night I just went home and watched the new Godfather epic, which goes for like 7 hours.
Yeah.
Did you watch it? John watched it.
I watched it.
Oh, yeah, it's phenomenal. It's scenes that you've never seen before. Okay, so playoffs a little bit, and then, well, the wine club, I'm kind of skipping around. We're gonna do a wine
football,
tasting.
Wine,
we're
going
to do a wine
football.
Tasting with Jimmy Mack over at La Jolla Beach and Tennis Club at the end of January. So if you're interested in wine, if you love wine, if you want wine delivered to your house, you go to VegasWineLovers.com, VegasWineLovers.com. And there's information how you can get 2 bottles or 4 bottles shipped to your home every month, just like Christmas. Get some new wine over at the house. Or you could join our wine business and have a little business of your own. And if that's the case, then we would invite you to join us in La Jolla. I think it's going to be January 29th at the La Jolla Beach and Tennis Club. Okay, back to the playoffs. Or you can call me at 702-883-1111, 883-1111. We've got on Sunday, Pittsburgh versus Miami. 10 points over and under 47. Jeffrey with a G.
That's a tough game for Miami to go into Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is playing unbelievable right now. Mm-hmm. Just like the Packers, they're probably the hottest team in the AFC other than New England. They're coming in winners of 6 in a row. And they're just looking great. They even rested all their starters yesterday, and they still won. You know, you have the big three with Big Ben, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown, and that is a lethal combination. Now, Miami has played really well this year. They actually have a better record than Pittsburgh. They're 11-5. 10 points is a lot. I don't like that line at all, and it could be probably, I don't know, 10 degrees in Pittsburgh on Saturday.
You're saying grab the 10 points while you can?
I like the 10 points, even though Pittsburgh's offense is explosive and could put up points like that. I think Miami can hang in there. The problem is that if Tannehill's not healthy, they're going to have a hard time, but they can control the clock in the game with Jay Ajayi on the ground, which I do give them a little bit of an edge there.
Yeah, I feel like I'm echoing a lot of what you're saying, but spot on.
Disagree with them. It's better radio.
Right, well, let's point this out. Miami, Adam Gase has to be considered a Coach of the Year candidate, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, with where they were at, 1-4 and bouncing back to be
along
a playoff
team. Along
with
Del Rio, probably.
Yeah. No, absolutely. In Oakland, no question about that. But to be able to do what they've done is fantastic. Now, I like you think that 10-point number, that's awfully large, but Pittsburgh was my preseason pick to make it to the Super Bowl. There was a string of weeks in the middle of the season where that didn't look so hot, but they, much like Green Bay again, and it's perplexing because I don't know what changed, but they figured some things out along the way, certainly offensively, and they look like a team that, especially given their pedigree and what they've done in years past, if anybody's going to challenge New England, they at least know what they're doing this time of year.
Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Absolutely. The other thing is that these two teams played earlier in the year, and Miami won that game in Miami, I believe 30-16 or 30-14. Jay Ajayi had 200 yards on the ground. So they know how to beat these guys. They've seen them before. I just don't know how healthy Pittsburgh was in that first meeting.
Mm-hmm. So you're taking Pittsburgh.
I'm taking Miami in the points.
Miami in the points.
I will do the same.
Miami in the points.
Miami.
Johnny's taking Miami as well. Okay, the last game on Sunday.
And
Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
And is it? Oh, it's 4.5. Still 4.5?
Yes.
Against the New York Giants at Lambeau.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Marcus, got to start with you. It's your home turf.
Yeah, well, with the way Green Bay's playing right now, the last few weeks offensively. And look, there are years past where they've been a big play, quick strike team, hitting Jordy Nelson over the top for these enormous, you know,
in
putting
overtime for 60 yards.
Right, exactly. But they've done it different ways this year. There have been a lot of quick hitters. They've eaten up a lot of the clock. The time of possession has been in their favor. And that's what leads me to believe that this year they're going to deviate from what recent history has suggested, with the Giants coming in the last, 10 years now and having taken 2 playoff games at in Lambeau Field. I think Green Bay wins this one. I think they take it by, I'm going to say they win it not only outright, but they will win by 6-7 points here.
So they're going to cover the 4.5.
They will cover the 4.5.
I'm going to go with the Giants here. You can't mess with Big
Blue.
Yeah, you can't mess with Big Blue in the playoffs. They just somehow come together. And even though their defense isn't what it used to be, JPP, I think, is out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be able to get some pressure on Aaron Rodgers. They do have Rashad Jennings. They can keep it on the ground. And when you have a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., who is a game changer, he keeps you in those games. So
and a great haircut.
I see this being like a field goal game. I think the Packers pull it out, but I think the Giants stay in there with them.
Two different teams, by the way. These teams met in, week 3 of the season? And
did they?
They did at Lambeau Field. Green Bay took care of business then. But remember, at that point in time, we were all saying, what's wrong with Odell Beckham Jr.?
I mean, and what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers?
Exactly, exactly. So two very different teams at this point, but I still think they cover Green Bay, that is.
They did. They faced each other in October in Green Bay. It was a 23-16 game, low scoring.
Mm-hmm.
John Arnos, Green Bay or Giants?
Green Bay.
Taking the Packers.
Oh, yeah.
Even though coming from Chicago, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're not real Packers fans out of Chicago. Okay, so recap. Jeffrey with a G. Packers. Oh, no, you like Giants.
I'm taking the Giants,
Giants
at the 4.5.
Pittsburgh.
Giants, Dolphins. He pays such good attention.
Yeah, I know. I know. Four pick. I want to thank Willie Gault for joining us, the great Willie Gault. I want to thank my friend and hero, John Arnos, again, for everything he does, not just today, not just on Friday, but all year round. This man is committed to saving lives, and we're going to spend more time together talking about Chicago. I know that we're going to have more conversations about that. Marcus Pfiff.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations again.
Thanks, Marcus.
I appreciate
Jeffrey
it.
Jeffrey with a G, as always, thanks for hanging out. I want everybody, if you see us out there in the streets, make sure and say hi to Jeffrey, but not to me. I'm very busy.
Hey, leave me remember, alone. I'm in a meeting.
Eat well, party hard, my friends, and enjoy yourselves. Be nice to one another, and we'll catch you on Friday. Tune in on Friday at Facebook Live, and again, be good to yourselves, eat well, party hard. Jonathan Scott, peace out. Tell me why I don't like